It is a busy night at Albanach, an upscale bar and restaurant just off London's bustling Trafalgar Square, and Elena Shemenska is constantly moving as she takes orders for complex cocktails from a thirsty clientele. Shemenska is one of the more than 400,000 mostly young workers who have moved from Eastern Europe to Britain since the European Union expansion 2 years ago. She is proudly Polish, but is grateful that she can work in Britain.
I feel like I'm just European, and I was growing up like this. I think it's good, but I feel like a guest. It's not my country, it's not my home. My home always will be in Poland, but because I was born out there.
When the 8 states joined the EU ranks in 2004, Britain was one of only 3 EU countries to adopt a fully open-door policy to workers from the new member states. But recently released figures show that immigration far exceeded government estimates of perhaps 5 to 13,000 per year. 62% of the new arrivals are, like Elena Szymanska, from Poland. Nick Pierce, director of the Institute for Public Policy Research, says that has renewed a heated debate about immigration in Britain, especially as 2 more states, Bulgaria and Romania, are poised to join the EU next year.
What's given it added impetus is that since the new European countries like Poland, Slovakia and others joined the European Union, Britain gave those people access to its jobs market. And many more have come to Britain than people thought would be the case. And so there's been a heated debate about whether it's been a good thing.
Proponents of unlimited immigration, which include the heads of some of Britain's biggest firms, like the supermarket chain Sainsbury's, argue that the new arrivals do jobs that Britons will not do, that they work hard, and are not a drain on the healthcare or education systems. It's a view shared by Jim Wrigley, manager of the Albanach. Not only are many of his service employees from Eastern Europe, he says, but the man he entrusts with the care of thousands of dollars worth of expensive food and liquor is one of the new Polish immigrants who worked his way up through the ranks.
Sweeping generalization, but these are people who are prepared to work hard. The money is good for them when they first come over, and they recognize the fact that if they work hard, they can increase their money. Their language skills, which if someone's just come over and they don't know English, well, they have to start learning English pretty quickly. But they do, they pick it up very quickly, and there's a loyalty that isn't necessarily evident in a lot of, I'd assume, the Western world, but definitely in British workers.
But in arguments that echo those over illegal immigration in the United States, opponents say the new immigrants take jobs away from Britons and depress wages because they will work for less. Sir Andrew Green, a former ambassador who heads a group called Migration Watch, tells VOA there should be a moratorium on new immigration.
Our view is that there has to be a pause, that the flow of immigration from the first state has been so much greater than foreseen, has had such a substantial impact on the labour market in particular sectors, that we really can't take the risk of once again being the main destination of the next wave of immigration.
He also vehemently denies that being against new immigration is racist, as immigration proponents charge. Elena Szymanska, who will be moving on to school in Britain to study interior design, says she understands why some English people are upset about the influx of newcomers.
But on the other hand, when I look at this situation from a point of view, from an English point of view, like, and I see it, that, oh my God, so many strangers are coming over and our country is becoming like, it's not England anymore, it's like so many Polish people, so many people from Australia, so many people from Brazil, and from other European countries, like, and it's not the same England anymore, but there is a question, is it worse, or is it better?
Nick Pierce of the Institute for Public Policy Research says there is no question that Britain has benefited from the immigration. But he adds that it remains a very sensitive issue for politicians in the face of calls to curb immigration from the 2 new EU member states when they join next year.
I think all the signs coming out of the government are that it's very, very nervous about extending the same rights to Romanians and Bulgarians to work in Britain that have previously been extended to Poles and others. I think that looks as if it's on a knife edge, that decision. If they do allow them to come and work here, I suspect it would be combined with tightening up any other immigration from outside the European Union.
One published report says officials are considering a work permit for Bulgarians and Romanians, under which they would have to prove that they can fill specific job shortages. Gary Thomas, VOA News, London.